Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, we'll start out with the gospel lesson and especially the words from Jesus in verse 40. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Indeed. What is temptation? What is this whole business all about? And, that other phrase. From James chapter 1, God cannot be tempted. And I said last week, there's a deep reason why God cannot be tempted. And I promised to share that with you. Well, let's see. Temptation is being lured to desire or take something you don't have the right to. That's what temptation is all about, isn't it? Think about Adam and Eve in the garden, tempted, reaching out, taking the forbidden fruit, lured to take what did not belong to them. And on through the history of the world, temptation to steal, temptation to adultery. Temptation always is to desire or take something that does not belong to you, that you do not have the right to. And then apply that definition to God. And, well, number one, is there anything that does not belong to God? Anything he doesn't have the right to? Absolutely not. So God cannot be tempted by what does not rightfully belong to him, because there is nothing of that sort. Secondly, your God is doing exactly what he most loves to do, not grabbing stuff for himself, but pouring out blessings. He loves to create, to give life, to bless with all our daily bread, to give forgiveness and spiritual life. He promises even to share his heaven with us. So he is not one who could be tempted to hoard something to himself, because what he desires and loves most is to give. And so God absolutely cannot be tempted. We hang in the balance between things. And in this life, there is the walk of the sinner saint. We are tempted, and yet we are led by God. We turn away, we turn in faith. And sometimes it all happens at the same time and becomes an absolutely confusing jumble. In fact, at exactly the same time, you can be tempted by the devil and be tested by God. Look at the two of those. When God tests, his purpose, his goal, is the strengthening of our faith. Faith means to believe the words and promises of God. So there are times when God will push aside some of the things that we're leaning on. You've heard this before. And when that happens, what he asks us to do is to get that sharper focus all over again. Focusing on his words, focusing on his promises. Keeping those words and promises in our hearts and holding to them just as firmly as we can. That's what faith does. Takes the words and promises of God, believes them, trusts them, hangs on, and loves them. See, without Job going through the testing that he did, he would have never spoken those words. I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the end he will stand on this earth. And then we wouldn't have that song, I know that my Redeemer lives. And so it goes. The testing of our faith. Well, it's described in one of the letters of Peter as like refining gold. You know how gold is refined? Heated up to burn off all of the other things to get that purity. How faith is refined is it goes through times of heat, trial, to burn off all of those other things so that what remains may be that simple focus on the words and promises of God. And you see the theme there. As that is going on, the devil lurks and prowls around. And when those times of testing come, he has his different agenda. His agenda is to stir inside our souls questions, to create doubts. Is it really going to turn out well? Has God truly promised? Can God follow through on those promises? Can he hold and sustain you? And in those ways, the devil's plan would be to pull us away and separate us from, here's the phrase again, the words and promises of God. At the same time, both things can happen. So, testing. That's why Jesus taught the way that he did. Here's some of the things he says. Fear not, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Ask and it will be given to you. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I am the good shepherd. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. The Father himself loves you. Time after time, what you see him doing is setting those words and promises of God, setting those before you, giving you that something to grab onto, to hold onto, or, say it a different way, speaking the words and promises of God into our hearts over and over and over again, reminding us of the love of God holding us and keeping us in place. This is why sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer happens to be very close to the third article of the Creed. Go, fourth petition, daily bread. Fifth petition, forgiveness from sins. Sixth petition, lead us not into temptation. Strength in facing temptation. You can say daily bread. That is first article. It is God the Father and his work. Forgiveness of sins. Why, that is Jesus Christ and his work, going to the cross for us. Sixth petition, inner strength given by God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, who has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. That's what he does. So in facing the temptation, what the Holy Spirit does within us is over and over and over again to remind us of the words that Jesus spoke to us, the promises that he gave, and how Jesus followed through on those promises by winning the victory for us, by carrying us through, by promising that eternal life and the joys of heaven. Once again, we end up in this life stuck between. We have that faith that God has created in us. And that new nature that has heard the promises of God and dearly loves them and wants nothing else than to walk with God just as closely as we possibly can. And we have the old sinful nature. We have, well, I have someone here in this midst who has betrayed me over and over again. Do you want to know who it is? It's me. Okay? That old sinful nature, seeing the chance to run off away from God over and over again, and any temptation that comes along, and any offer from the devil, and any lure from the world, and any desire of the fleshly things in the world, oh, that old sinful nature, oh, he starts out running and chasing. And then there's the battle that ensues. There's the temptation. And the temptation is difficult because a part of me wants to just throw all of this aside and go running after all of those other things. That's my old sinful nature. That's what Luther said. We are sinner saints. And we will find a conflict within us as long as we are in this world. How do we fight against it? How do we fight against it? Over and over again, the answer comes back to the same thing. That's what the confirmation class has been learning. It's those means of grace things. It is the Word of God. It is my baptism. It is the Lord's Supper. Because in those things, what God does is He gives His Word to me. Over and over and over again. And the Word of God is that thing that can go in the ears, deep into the heart, deep into the soul. Create that spark of faith. Renew that faith. Strengthen it. Lead that faith to burn more brightly. So that once again, I get that focus back. And I hear that Word of God, those words and promises of God calling to me. And I know that in those words and promises of God, I've got life. That's the situation we're in. Sinner saint. Oh, but pastor, would Jesus know anything about that? That turmoil, that difficulty? Well, let's see. Out in the wilderness, he went out there to face temptation. Laying the ground for the temptation was 40 days and nights of fasting and hunger. And the devil mounts that first challenge to the flesh, and the hunger of the stomach. And you notice where Jesus turns in that temptation. He says, it is written. It is written. The words and promises of God. Hanging on to the words and promises of God. Second temptation. The worldly stuff. Jump off the pinnacle of the temple and then the whole world will recognize you. But, again, it is written. The third temptation, the devil inserts himself bow down and worship? And the answer, again, it is written. See the pattern? Jesus facing the same things, conquering in the same way, he invites us to follow along and follow, treasuring the words and promises of God. So, tell me, please, is there anything in this building of more value than this? The Word of God spoken to you and to your soul? Absolutely none, nothing. God's Word for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.